Well, we go in the limit, or does the cup stop here? Underway, game number six of the Stanley Cup Final. Seth Jones and Barkov out there along with Reinhardt. Big hit by Leon Draisaitl. Draisaitl trying to come up with a puck. It'll come free. Kane with a shot. And it almost leaps through. And Bobrovsky's going to sit on that. Trying to work it loose away from Mikkola. Adam Henrik to the line. Just arriving. Wallman. And that's turned into the corner by Bobrovsky. On the near side, kept in again by Wallman. Great start for the Oilers. Skinner right on. And Bobrovsky able to cover that. Schmidt sends it across. Kulikov fires that. It banked to the side of the net. Rodriguez reloads. Kulikov across for Schmidt. That would bounce through with a Evan Bouchard, but Ekholm helps out. Up ahead. Knocked down there was Nugent Hopkins. Evan Bouchard. It's stolen here. And loses. Reinhardt scores! Sam Reinhardt kickstarts Florida again.
And then not able to handle it. But watch Reinhardt. Does a great job to get it. And then inside. One quick move and up and over the glove. All in one motion. You think about the two goals Brad Marchand scored in game five. Very similar to that. Jumping around a defender, keeping your legs moving. And you can see Skinner was thinking going five hole.
And once again, the first goal goes to Florida. That'll be gloved and held by Skinner now.
And the first really good chance goes up and over the glove of Stuart Skinner.
There's another chance by Lundell off a face-off in the...
And they're fighting from behind. Key there is don't allow another one to happen quickly. You've got to reset and get back into the game.
Mosek wins the draw. That one fired off the inboard. Gavrovich! And Skinner with a big stop there.
They don't get a lot of ice time, usually around the 7 or 8 minute mark. And here's just a glorious chance. Can't get it up and over Stuart Skinner. Able to make a really important save here early to try to settle things down. And
off a turnover, off 10 seconds. Off a turnover in this Stanley Cup final. He has been so reliable in this series. Back it goes to the line. Bouchard across. Here's Draisaitl. Bouchard fires. Kicked out the right pad of Bobrovsky. Evan Bouchard testing Bobrovsky, and now Draisaitl to work. Back into the Florida zone. Curls up high. Looks across. Here comes a shot to Bobrovsky. Top of the crease. With a save off Kulak.
You know, if you get that chance in tight, typically you have to go high to try to beat Bobrovsky.
Draisaitl will face off when Ekholm puts it on goal. Perry tied up as he battles against Mikkola. By Bobrovsky. Knocking it off McDavid's stick in front. So the veteran netminder has looked sharp so far for Florida. Back to the line. Kept in there by Wallman. Here's Kapanen up high. Off the glove of Bobrovsky. Here's Bennett trying to duck a check. Comes back to Bennett. Sidesteps. One in front. Nice pass. Stop there. And a rebound. Knocked in front.
A couple of big plays here. Cut to the inside. Bennett, who's been red hot. Off the
that hit the Oiler. And Edmonton escapes. Back the other way comes McDavid. Over the line, drops for Perry, shooting it. Bobrovsky makes the stop.
Rotations to get something going. Everybody's got to start getting some momentum.
J.J. Greer through. A backhand stop by Skinner. And a rebound chance. Another fire high.
In the first period, they've had great A chances right at the net. Coming through the middle, a bouncing puck. And Greer does a nice job of getting to it, but not just one shot.
Gets in at the line. Look down for Verhaeghe. Played it back. And does Mikkola keep it in? He does. That's off Skinner. And Marchand after it now. Draisaitl gets past Ekblad. In the final minute of this first period, Bouchard steps up. Can't get that pass across on the left side. Back in comes Listerinen. With Lundell going to the net. It'll be played back. Kachuk scores! Thank you.
management again. A turnover at the offensive blue line. Now you've got numbers coming back the other way. Far too easy to gain the line. A little hesitation that draws two Edmonton Oilers to him. Mustarainen does a great job of bringing the traffic to him and then in front. Perfect position there by Edmonton.
The only Oiler with more than one shot in the opening period. So the Oilers hope they can offer to come back like they did in game number four here. Might be two periods away from a Stanley Cup.
Well, once again, even up by two, you know the message from Paul Maurice had to be more aggressive. That first shift, the forecheck was there, the pinching down by the defense, something they did not do in game four.
I settle on the draw. The Oilers win it. Perry flips that to the net, and Bobrovsky with Forsling. Sam Bennett's got the puck. Bennett in with a move, trying to get to the net. A wraparound try. Skinner down. Schmidt's got it, and that's turned away by Skinner.
Sam Bennett, he's having himself a heck of a Stanley Cup final all the way through. Tries the wraparound on that side. Skinner
moves it quickly. Nugent Hopkins. Here's Frederick. Back to Nugent Hopkins. In front. Skinner trying to go short side. And Bobrovsky.
He does a great job of just following this play across, diving to the hole there, and that quick release. That almost did.
Flipping it into the corner. Barkov. Watched there by Henrik. Now Verhaeghe sends that up off. Skinner, big rebound in front. Scores!
Maybe save the goal, but now just the patience of Reinhardt, throw it to an area. That's a rebound that you just can't make if you're Stuart Skinner. You got to try to control that, and then Barkov on the end slides it right across off the skates in tight. And
through this third period, they will eclipse that mark. But the Oilers have 20 minutes to change the narrative. Back to the line, Bouchard can't hold it. Verhaeghe's got to go. Carter Verhaeghe's in. And Skinner out beyond the blue to make that stop.
Because that's one. I don't even think Bobrovsky saw that shot originally. He reacted when it hit the boards behind him.
Under eight left. The turnover. Here's Tkachuk. Bennett stopped by Skinner. Trying to jam it in. Forsling there as he always is. Now it's Ekblad, Forsling, ahead for Hagee, and it stayed in. Nurse saved it for a moment, but Barkov swings it across. Empty net scores. Hat-trick goal for Sam Reinhardt. His first ever in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
To go on a four-game streak, and he just continues to be able to make plays. It's Barkov again. Through Nugent Hopkins, there's the frustration for Perry. Yeah, you can't blame the Oilers for the year.
Doesn't seem to be many holes. There's a blocked in front by Ekblad. Along the board, back to Ekblad. In Verhaeghe, and guess who? Rolling it back, and in! And it's another for Sam Reinhardt. The night of his life.
His fourth of the game, 11th of the playoffs, scored by number 13, Sam Reinhardt.
There's a loose puck in front, and the Oilers get one back. Ryan, or Vasily Podkolzin, puts the loose puck in.
What they haven't been able to do is take advantage of any rebounds in front. And this one, just the battle going, looks like it hit off Jones originally. And Colson, a bittersweet feeling. You know, maybe a little too late there, but he does a nice job of tracking it.
The Florida Panthers back to back Stanley Cup champions.